Brothers and sisters, let us stand. Let us worship with praise. 我们一起来用诗歌来赞美敬拜我们的神。You're very welcome to sing in your own language. Sisters, here is love vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the breeze of life our ransom shed for us, His precious blood. Who can see?
Together, Lord. Lord, I offer you my life.
Lord, we want to give thanks to you. Everything we possess does not belong to us. It's all from you. It's all by grace. We don't deserve everything. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for right now. You're with us. You saved us. You're our Lord, our Savior. We give you thanks. All the glory to you. 主耶稣，我们感谢你。我们所拥有的一切都不是我们的，都是你给我们的，都是恩典，是我们不配得的。主，今天晚上我们能够在这里，我们感谢你。我们要把一切的荣耀、感恩、颂赞都归给你。谢谢你悦纳我们的敬拜，我们的赞美。祷告奉耶稣基督的名， Amen。
Let us sing aloud, even though you don't know the song. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Lord, I stand in the midst of a multitude of those from every tribe and tongue. We are your people, redeemed by your blood, rescued from death.By your love, there are no words good enough to thank you. There are no words to express my praise, but I will lift up my voice and sing from my heart with all of my strength.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the
Lord, we give you thanks. Today we are the witness of your faithful salvation. Every tongue, every tribe, every people, every land, we come from everywhere here as your children. You're our King, our Savior. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹, 平安。
I'm really thankful that God has brought his faithful servant to share with us this weekend.
我很高兴, 神将, 他忠实的仆人带到我们当中与我们分享他的信息。
God has brought Pastor Moily Lee to be sharing with us this weekend.
神将, 李秀全牧师带到我们当中这个周末来跟我们分享。
And he's been serving God faithfully for the last 55 years.
他在过去的56年忠心的侍奉。
I'm sure most of us here are probably younger than 55.
我想当中有许多人都是比56岁还要年轻。
So Pastor Lee has been a pastor for almost 2 decades.
所以, 李秀全牧师已经做牧师超过20年。
He's been a missionary himself.
他曾经当过宣教士。
And he's also been involved in sending out missionaries to different countries around the world.
他也, 曾经参与差派, 宣教士到世界各国。
So I'm really thankful that God has brought him to come and share with us his wealth of experience.
我很高兴, 今天神将, 李秀全牧师带到我们当中来分享他丰富的经验。
But I'm sure as you, those of you who were here last night, as you heard his sharing last night and also this afternoon,
我相信你们当中许多人昨天已经听过了他信息，今天下午也有听过他，也将要听到他信息。
It's not his experience that impresses me the most.
并不是他丰富的经验让我特别印象深刻。
What I'm most impressed about is his ability to bring to life the Word of God.
我最印象深刻是他能将神的话语清晰变生动地表达出来。
And I really appreciate how serious he takes the Bible.
我对他认真地看待神的话语, 也感到非常的敬佩。
So it's really a challenge to me to be just as passionate about the Word of God.
我并没有办法像他能够对神的话语如此的有热情。
So I want to all of us to please pray for Pastor Lee as he shares with us.
请大家为 李秀全牧师祷告, 当他在跟我们分享他的信息的时候。
四舍五入, he's almost 80.
So, 四舍五入之后他的年岁大概是80岁。
And also please pray for Steve as he translates.
也为星光祷告, 在他的时候。
I really don't know whether I'm going to use Chinese or English.
我真不知道我晚上讲到是用英文还是用中文。
Since, you know, from the very beginning of this meeting, you know, we use English first and then translate it into Chinese.
在这次聚会一开始我们用英文,然后呢,翻成中文。
So you can see that we can vice versa, you know, in English and Chinese and English and Chinese.
所以我们就互相来传译。
Well, let me still, you know, coming back with my mother tongue, Chinese.
让我还是用我的母语来给大家证道。
非常谢谢 Philip 刚才的介绍。
Thank you very much, Philip, for your warm introduction.
他刚才讲了一件事情，我坐在那里有一点这个承担不起。
One thing he said, I cannot take.
他说, 很高兴李牧师在这里，他是一个 faithful servant of God.
He says, you know, Reverend Lee is a faithful servant of God.
这个忠心这个字哈, 他现在给我给的太早了。
The word faithful here he used is a little bit too early.
因为这个faithful是什么意思呢? 忠心是什么意思呢?
What does the word faithful mean here?
就是一个人在信仰上从一而终, 从头到尾, So he's
someone from the start to very end, he can hold fast this faith.
我现在还没有到 very end.
I'm not at the very end yet.
我现在不过80岁。
I'm only 80.
那么如果像摩西的话，我可以活到120岁。 你看，我还有40年可以活。
If I'm like Moses, I have another 40 years to live.
如果我能够像这个约书亚的话，我可以活到110岁。
If I could be like Joshua, I have another 30 years to live.
如果像亚伯拉罕，可以到175岁。
If I could be like Abraham, I could be 175 years old.
但是我相信这个 faithful servant, 忠心的仆人。 在我们今天晚上这个团体里面来说,
but the word faithful servant in today,
不管我将来会活多久,
is no matter how long will I live,
我比你们比较接近, 可以被主称为忠心的仆人。
I'm closer to many of you to be called faithful servant.
但是我记得在19年前,
I recall 19 years ago,
在我60岁的时候,
when I was 60 years old,
我太太突然送给我两个英文字作为我的生日礼物。
My wife gave me two words as a birthday present.
我们当然从小我们就是讲中文, 突然那天她送给我两个英文字。
We speak Chinese all the time, but at my 60th birthday, he gave me two English words.
她突然告诉我, 她说, 我要送给你一个礼物。
She said, I'll give you a present.
两个字英文,
two words.
Finish well.
Finish well.
我那件事情对我有非常非常深的一个印象。
That left a very deep impression.
所以我在很多地方都分享这件事情。
So when I share, in many occasions I share.
有一次我在一些中国的传道人当中。
Once I was sharing amongst the pastor, Chinese pastors.
那么我就跟他们讲说，我的太太送给我两个字 ，finish well.
I said my wife shared two words, finish well.
但是 我不知道怎么用中文来讲,
but I don't know how to share that in Chinese.
下面很难翻译哈, 后来有一个人说, 我知道怎么跟你翻译。
It's very difficult to translate, but someone said, I know.
他说, finish well, 翻译成中文叫做善终。
He says, finish well means finish well.
Well, in Chinese, 善终 actually it means you have to die beautifully.
Yes.
我说我还没有到那个时候，你就说60岁生日，才一个甲子，就说让我死得漂亮。I
said, you know, I'm only 60 years old, and you want me to die beautifully.
但是在过去这19年20年来，
but in the last 19-20 years,
主一直提醒我，
God kept reminding me.
你不能够坚持到底， 你就不是我忠心的仆人。
If you cannot hold fast towards the very end, you're not a faithful servant.
今天有很多人在信仰开始得很好。
Many of us, some of us, start very good, very well.
我们中国人说, 好的开始是成功的一半。
There's a Chinese saying, a good beginning is half success.
但是常常我们不知道下面一句话应该怎么说。
But often we don't know what the second half says.
如果好的开始是成功的一半, 那请问, 后面的一半是什么?
If a good beginning is half of the success, may I ask, what's the second half?
那我相信我的太太告诉我说, 你好的结束是成功的另外一半。
I believe my wife said, you hold fast towards the end. That's the another half of success.
但是我深深地感觉到, 另外一半比较好的, 比较成功的是, 你能够好好地继续下去, 这是好的另外一半。
What I felt very strongly inside is you can hold on to what a good beginning you have. That's the second half.
我们人生实在是不管是活多久，实在是转眼烟云，一下就过去了。However
long we live in this life, it's very short.
昨天晚上我曾经跟大家提到一个OMF的一个宣教士。Last
night I mentioned the OMF missionary.
他只在当时的中国内地会CIM只做了差不多9年的时间。
He was only a missionary at that time, the Chinese Inland Mission, for 9 years.
后来神就带领他到印度。
And then God brought him to India.
后来最后他离开世界回天家做忠心的传道人、忠心的牧师、忠心的管家，是最后在非洲的刚果。
When God took him as a faithful servant, he died in Congo.
他 的名字叫 C.T. Studd 施达德。
His name is C.T. Studd.
非常出名的 Cambridge Seven 剑桥七杰。
He was one of the Cambridge Seven.
我昨天晚上跟大家讲了，我在刚果的时候看到他的坟墓。
I shared last night when I was in Congo, I saw his grave.
当我看到那个坟墓的时候，我禁不住我的眼泪流出来。
When I saw the grave, my tears kept.
他一生曾经说过一句很出名的话。
He said one famous.
他说 ，Only one life, and it will soon be passed. 只有一生，一生很快就过去。
He said only one life, and it will soon be passed.
只有真正为基督所过的一生，才是真正能够存到永恒的。
Only what is done for Christ will last.
求主让我们今天在这里的每一个弟兄姊妹。
I pray to God for every one of us here tonight.
刚才那个诗歌说 ，Lord, I stand in the midst of a multitude. 就是主啊，我今天站在一个万民之中。
When we're singing, Lord, I stand in the midst of the multitude.
我想今天晚上就是这样。我看下去有中国人，有很多我们西方的弟兄姊妹。
Tonight I saw Chinese. I saw Western brothers and sisters.
当我们在这样一个环境里面的时候
，In this environment，
今天晚上的聚会
，Tonight，
主要向这个 multitude 到底要告诉我们什么
？What is God telling this multitude tonight？
在这次的聚会，当我在祷告的时候，我就想到昨天晚上提到的那个题目。
When I was praying, I saw this theme from last night.
突破与更新
，Breakthrough。And renewal.
我们不断地在信仰上往前走的时候，我们要经过许许多多的关，经过许许多多的一些考验。
When we are in the going in the walking the faith, we will face many trials.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是一个有信心的人。
We know Abraham is a man of faith.
到了创世纪22章的时候，上帝要考验他。
In Genesis 22. God will test him.
我们也常常接受一些上帝的考试，不是吗？
We are sometimes also tested by God.
为什么一个人读书的时候要考试？
Why a student needs to go through many tests?
很多时候我们发现，老师对学生的考试有两个目的。
There are two purposes for the test.
借助考试能够看到我教的学生到底他们学了有多少。
To use the test to see my students how much they have learned.
第二个目的就是说，让这个学生自己知道我到底学了多少。
The second purpose is for the student to know how much I have learned.
当上帝要考验你，当上帝要对我有考试的时候
，When God tests you,
只有一个目的。
There's only one purpose.
因为上帝知道
，Because God knows.
上帝不需要知道到底你学了多少，因为他是无所不知的神。
God does not need to know how much you have learned because he knows everything.
上帝向人发出问题
When God asks a question,
不是因为他不知道答案
It's not that he doesn't know the answer.
我们看到上帝向人类发出的第一个问题是什么
We know the first question God asked.
亚当你在哪里
Adam, where are you?
亚当你在哪里
Adam, where are you?
难道上帝不知道亚当在哪里吗
Doesn't God know where Adam is?
我相信上帝在伊甸园里面行走的时候
When God walked in the Garden of Eden,
他看到亚当夏娃
He saw Adam and Eve
躲在那个树丛的后面
Hiding by the bush.
他们不敢面对面见上帝
They could not face God.
但是上帝知道他们
But God knew them.
但是为什么上帝要问说亚当你在哪里
But why did God ask the question, Adam, where are you?
因为亚当他自己不知道他在哪里
Because Adam himself doesn't know where he is.
圣经里面每一次上帝向人发出问题的时候
In the Bible, when every time God asks us a question,
不是他要找答案
It's not that he needs an answer.
他是要这些听到问题的人知道那个答案是什么
He wants those who hear the question know what the answer.
主耶稣三次问彼得
Lord Jesus asked Peter three times,
说你爱我比这些更深吗
Do you love me more than these?
彼得所回答的是一个标准的答案。
Peter gave a standard answer.
他不是说我爱你。
He didn't say, I love you.
他说主啊 你知道我爱你。
He says, Lord, you know I love you.
因为每一次上帝向人发出问题。
Because every time God asks man a question,
在历史上也好。
in history,
在我们每一个人信仰的经历也好,
in our faith experience,
上帝向我们发出问题的时候,
when God asks a question,
常常是他给我们机会 扭转我们的那个生命,
it's an opportunity to turn our life,
给我们一个新的突破,
an opportunity for breakthrough,
给我们有一个跟上帝有更新的一个机会,
an opportunity for renewal.
耶稣看到有两个本来跟随施洗约翰的门徒跟着他,
Jesus saw the two disciples following John.
本来是跟随施洗约翰,
they originally following the Baptist, John the Baptist.
施洗约翰说这是神的羔羊,
When John the Baptist says, this is the Lamb of God,
这两个人本来是跟着耶稣的, 跟着施洗约翰的,
the two disciples were following the Baptist.
现在他回过头来他跟随耶稣了,
now they turned and followed Jesus.
耶稣看到他们两个跟随,
Jesus saw their following,
就问他们一个问题,
and asked them the question,
你们要什么?
What do you want?
你们要什么?
What do you want?
今天我们来到神的面前,
today we come before God.
我们参加这三天的聚会,
we join this three-day meeting.
我不知道弟兄姊妹, 你们的感受是什么?
I don't know, brothers and sisters, how do you feel?
55年来, 我在侍奉主的时候,
55 years serving the Lord.
我每一次去讲道,
every time I preach,
我问的问题是什么?
I ask the question.
我要讲道给弟兄姊妹听,
when I preach to brothers and sisters,
但是我心里面对自己的一个提醒是, 我到底我要什么?
But I also remind myself, Lord, what do I want?
所以每一次我们面对神回答他问题的时候, 就是我们生命改变更新突破的时候,
so every time we come face to face to God and answer his question, that's an opportunity for renewal in our lives.
所以我盼望在这三天的时间里面,
so I pray in these 3 days,
每一个人在主人面前面对这样的一个题目,
every day, every one of us face the Lord.
昨天晚上我讲过了,
last night,
在几十年的讲道里面,
I said, for the many years of preaching,
我常常在主的面前有一个很清楚的一个提醒,
I often receive a very clear reminder from the Lord.
我很少在讲道的时候说你们要怎么样,
I very seldom say, you should do this.
我很少用you, 我多用we, 用我们要怎么样?
I seldom use the word you, but I use the word we.
我们今天在台上的人,
today, we stand up here.
很容易说你们要爱主,
it's very easy for us to say,
你们,
you should love the Lord.
你们需要突破,
you should have a breakthrough.
你需要更新,
you should have a renewal.
难道在台上的人不需要吗?
Isn't the one that's standing on the stage need those two?
所以每一次讲道, 我总是提醒我自己,
so every time,
我是第一个听众,
so every time when I preach, I said, I'm the first listener to my message.
我盼望我们在这里每一个弟兄姊妹,
I pray every one of us here,
让我们真实想到我们在主的面前要面对的这些挑战,
to understand, to think the challenges we face in front of the Lord.
那么这是这三天的聚会里面, 我们谈到马太福音28章很熟悉的经文,
in our 3 days, we used Matthew 28.
我昨天晚上讲了, 每一次我们用到这个所谓的Great Commission的这一段圣经,
I said, when we use the Great Commission verses,
我们都是用这一段圣经,
we use this verses,
但是很可惜, 我们都是从18节开始, 把16节和17节就给忽略掉,
but it's a pity that we start from verse 18, and we omit verse 16 and 17.
大概每一次听到人家讲大使命的时候, 大概都是从18节读起。
Every time I heard Great Commission preached, I heard them start from verse 18.
因为16节和17节讲到第一批听见耶稣的 Great Commission的那一群体。
Because verse 16 and 17 talk about the first group of disciples who heard this Great Commission.
在这段圣经里面,
in this Bible verse,
大使命的对象就在16节和17节,
the target of the Great Commission is in verse 16 and 17.
到底那些门徒第一次听到主耶稣基督的大使命的时候,
when they first heard the Great Commission,
到底圣经怎么描写这一群人?
How does the Bible describe them?
11门徒到加利利去,
11 disciples went to Galilee.
他们到了加利利, 到了耶稣约定的山上,
when they went to the mountain appointed,
他们见了耶稣就拜他,
they saw Jesus and they worshipped him.
然后有人疑惑,
and some were doubting.
昨天晚上我们曾经提过,
Last night I mentioned
在短短的两节圣经里面,
in the two verses
提到那些跟当时听到大使命的人是怎么样解释怎么样描写他们
It mentioned how the original hearers of the Great Commission
他们到了加利利去,
They came to Galilee
是16节,
in verse 16
但是在28章10节,
But in 28 verse 10
在那个地方讲到耶稣要这些门徒到加利利去
That Jesus told them to go to Galilee
所以第十节是个因
So the verse 10 is the reason
然后第16节是个果
And verse 16 is the result
第十节是个命令
Verse 10 is a command
第16节是一个顺服
Verse 16 is the obedience to that command
所以我们看见大使命是给什么人呢
So we saw the Great Commission is to whom?
大使命是给那些顺服主的人。
The Great Commission is given to those who are willing to obey
第二,
Jesus.
他们看见耶稣就拜他。
Second, when they saw Jesus, they worshipped.
大使命是从哪里来的?
Where did the Great Commission come
大使命从主耶稣那里来的。
from?
大使命从主耶稣那里来的。
It comes from Jesus.
但是我们就注意到那个地方的描写, 这个大使命是给那些敬拜耶稣的人。
But we note the description, the Great Commission is given to those who worship Him.
那些真的懂得、真的了解、真的知道什么叫敬拜的人。
To those who truly understand and know what's worship.
感谢主，我们刚才有敬拜赞美。
I give thanks that we have worship just now.
我们有这个worship and praise, 敬拜赞美。
We have worship and praise.
但是在这段圣经告诉我们说worship and commission, worship and mission.
But in this passage, it says worship and commission.
Worship and praise 是讲到我们向上帝、向神、向主的一个敬拜。
The worship means from us to God, a worship.
所有的 worship 一定不是 one-way traffic, 不是单行道的。
All worship is not only one-way traffic.
我们今天的 worship 一个很大的危险，是只有一个从下到上的一个我们心情表达对他的爱戴的一个方式。One
of the greatest danger of worship today is it's a one-way from us an expression to God.
当我们敬拜他的时候
when we worship God,
我们就肯定他的 throne, 他的宝座在那里。
We acknowledge His throne is up there.
这宝座不是单单接受我们的敬拜、接受我们的赞美而已。
But He is not only to accept our worship.
谁坐在宝座上？
Who is on the throne?
万王之王、万主之主坐在宝座上。
The King of the Kings, the Lord of the Lords.
所以他必然会向他敬拜他的人发号施令。
So He gave commands to those who worshipped Him.
那个 command, 那个命令呢, 就是从上到下的。
Those commands are from up to below.
如果我们今天来聚会,
Today we come to the service.
我们很享受这个聚会的气氛。
We really enjoy the atmosphere.
所以我们赞美他,
so we praise Him.
我们感谢他,
we give thanks
我们敬拜他,
to Him. We worshipped Him.
但是弟兄姊妹, 这是不够的。
But brothers and sisters, this is not enough.
大使命是看见耶稣就拜他那些人, 主耶稣把大使命告诉他们。
Great Commission is to those who worship Him and Jesus gave Him the commandments.
昨天晚上我说最后一句话, 我第一次看的不懂。
Last night I said, you know, this verse, when I first read it, I don't understand.
为什么马太还有加个然而呢?
But why did Matthew say some yet?
那个他不是很好吗? 他们见了耶稣就拜他, 然后耶稣就告诉他说, 你们要使万民做我的门徒。
Isn't it great that they come, they worship God, and Jesus gave the commandments?
那么为什么说还要有人疑惑, 还要写在那里干什么?
Why is written here, but some doubted?
就证明这11个使徒的这一个团体,
it testifies this 11 group, this 11 person disciples,
不是一个完全的团体,
is not You know, they fully comprehend. Their faith still needs to be tested. Because they still have doubt.
但是耶稣基督对这些还有疑惑的人说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
But even though they still have doubt, Jesus gave the commission to them.
叫他们使万民做他的门徒。
And asking them to make all nations their disciples.
所以并不是我们要到完全到某一个程度才有大使命的责任。
So it's not that we reach to a certain stage that we're given the Great Commission.
甚至我们今天还有疑惑。
Even though we still have doubts,
甚至我们信心还不够,
even though our faith is still limited,
今天主耶稣还是一样把他的托付把他的使命交给我们这些跟随他的人。
Today Jesus still gave the great commission and the mission to us.
所以这个是昨天晚上我们讲,
this is what we shared last night.
所以不只是大使命的对象是主的门徒,
it's not only that the target of the Great Commission is a disciple.
他说天上地下所有的权柄已经赐给主耶稣了。
He says, you know, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
使万民做主的门徒。
To make disciples of all nations.
是一个属灵的征战, 是一个 spiritual warfare,
it's a,
是一个征战来的。
It's a warfare, it's a spiritual warfare.
不是靠着我们的能干。
It's not because, you know, we are able, capable.
昨天晚上我说, 大才小用, 小才大用, 废物利用。
Last night I said, you know, I have a great talent not being utilized.
就是说, 换句话说, 我们不管我们是大才, 我们是小才, 甚至我们觉得自己是一个废物。
It's whether we have great talent, we have little talent, or we have no talent.
我们在神的面前, 有没有用。
In front of God, whether we are used by Him.
每一个基督徒有上帝托付给我们的特别的功用, 特别的function.
Every Christian, you know, God gave us.
所以在这里,
a task.
虽然这些人不完全,
so even though they are not complete,
或者 perfect,
perfect,
或者这些人有疑惑,
or they still have doubt.
但是主耶稣说, 你要去使万民做我的门徒。
But Jesus says, go and make disciples of all nations.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 每一个信耶稣的人,
dear brothers and sisters, every one of those who believe,
我们在神的面前就有一个责任。
We have a responsibility before God.
但是我们不要永远停留在那种不成熟的里面。
But let us not always stay immature.
当我们继续往前走的时候,
when we walk ahead,
我们慢慢信心有更成长。
Our faith are increased.
我们许许多多在信心上不完全的地方, 慢慢慢慢, 神在我们身上做突破和更新的工作。
Many of our imperfect faith, God work in us to cause breakthrough.
他给我们权柄。
He gave us the authority.
很多时候说我们人是软弱的。
Many times we said men are weak.
我常常做一个比方。
I often use this example.
一个基督徒好像一个手套一样。
A Christian is like a glove.
那个手套摆在那里是没有用,
when a glove hangs there, it has no use.
但是什么时候那个有力的手穿在那个手套里面,
but when the capable and able hand wear this glove,
那个手套就可以发生它的功用,
and the glove becomes effective.
我们都是一个没有什么作用的一个手套, 除非主耶稣基督的权柄, 祂的能力进到我们的里面。
We are like the gloves have no use unless Jesus' power and faith through this, wear this glove.
有一次有一个人摸了耶稣,
one time someone touched Jesus.
那个12年病人的那个妇女摸了一下耶稣,
and the woman who have been ill for 12 years.
圣经怎么说?
What did the Bible say?
耶稣说, 谁摸我?
Jesus says, who touched me?
那些门徒说, 主耶稣, 你怎么突然说了这个没有知识的话?
Well, the disciples said, Lord, why do you ask this question?
我们大家都拥挤你, 你怎么说谁摸你?
We have many people here who are, you know, around you.
每一个人都crowded, 都挤在你的边上。
You know, we're crowded around you.
你怎么说有人摸你?
Why did you say someone touched you?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
当我们看到很热闹的时候, 很多拥挤的时候, 不见得每一个人摸到耶稣。
When we see all the crowd, all the fanfare, it doesn't mean that they actually touched Jesus.
耶稣说, 我觉得有能力从我里面出去。
Jesus said, I feel the power has come out through me.
能力会移动。
The power can move.
在物理的现象很清楚。
This is a very well-known physical phenomenon.
一定是从强的地方到弱的地方。
It's from something or someone strong to weak.
从大的地方到小的地方。
From someone to big to small.
所以他说, 我觉得有能力从我里面出去。
So when Jesus says, I feel the power has come out.
所以里面大, 外面小。 弟兄姊妹懂我的意思吗?
So bigger inside, smaller outside.
但是今天人不是这样。
But today is different. Today we felt that the world is big, but inside is small.
里面大外面小,
when inside is big, strong, outside small, this is called power going out.
外面大里面小,
when it's big outside, small inside, this is called pressure.
所以今天我们常常听人说，哎呀，我最近生活很紧张，很多压力。
So we often heard that, oh, recently I feel very pressured.
今天很多基督徒就是在压力的底下，我们不能过一个 nominal Christian life，一个正常的基督徒生活。And
under these pressures, we could not live a normal Christian life.
约翰一书四章四节
First John chapter 4, verse 4.
那里告诉我们
It says,
他说在我里面的比世界上更大。
Those who are inside me is greater than the world.
这个就是今天我们能够把能力影响到外面。
This is how we can give the power.
2000年的教会历史。
The church history in 2000 years.
什么时候教会是成功的? 什么时候教会是失败的?
When is the church success? When is church fail?
我们翻开教会历史的书。
We open the Bible.
教会什么时候是成功的?
When does a church become successful?
当教会影响社会的时候, 那个教会是成功的。
When the church impact the society,
那是成功的。
That's when it's become successful.
什么时候社会影响教会?
Whenever the society impact the church,
那个时候教会是失败的。
Then the church is in failure.
到底今天我们在上帝的面前,
today, we're in front of God.
到底是我们影响外面还是外面影响里面?
Is it us impacting the world or the world impacting us?
我想今天我们在信仰上我们要非常非常严肃地来面对这样的一个问题。
We must face this very seriously.
到底我们今天跟这个社会的关系是什么?
What's our relationship to the world?
所以求主帮助我们, 耶稣基督说, 我觉得有能力从我里面出去。
God help us when Jesus said that I feel the power coming out.
我们也相信，我们也求主让我们经验这样一个能力，就是他的权柄。
We also want to experience that power, the authority.
那么今天晚上我要跟大家讲到第三个，他的同在。
Tonight I want to share when Jesus says, I'm with you always.
明天早上我要提到大使命的内容。
Tomorrow I'll mention, you know, the content of the Great Commission.
明天早上我要提的一样事情, 是我最近一年多一直在思想的问题。
I have been, you know, thinking through this last year. I will share tomorrow.
Make disciples. 这个做主的门徒,
make disciples.
是主耶稣基督的 Great Commission, 他的大使命。
It's the Great Commission from Jesus.
在中文圣经里面,
in the Chinese Bible,
门徒这个字, disciple 这个字,
disciple the word,
出现了335次。
It's used 335 times.
马太福音, 马可福音, 路加福音, 约翰福音, 使徒行传,
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the Acts.
335次。
335 times.
从罗马书,
from Romans,
一直到启示录,
till Revelation.
门徒这个字, disciple这个字, 没有出现过。
The word disciple did not occur at all.
我一年半前看到这件事情的时候,
I saw this a year and a half ago.
我传道传了50多年,
yeah, I've been preaching for 50 years.
我从来不知道,
I never knew this.
在圣经里面,
in the Bible,
保罗的书信,
in the letters of Paul,
他竟然从来没有提到门徒这个字。
He never used the word disciple.
我不懂啊,
I don't understand.
那么重要,
this is so important.
为什么他不用这个字?
Why didn't he use it?
原因在哪里?
What's the reason?
明天来聚会。
Tomorrow, come tomorrow.
我们今天回到这个主的同在。
Let's come to the Lord with us.
他的应许。
His promise.
他在这里, 我想这个我们把它跳过去。 我们刚才已经看了很多这个。
We will skip this.
在20节, 最后主耶稣说了一句话。
At the end of verse 20, he said,
我就常与你们同在, 直到世界的末了。
And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
换句话说, 他这一句话, 马太福音最后一章, 最后一节, 最后一句话, 是 echo, 是跟这个使徒行传第一章的一句话, 是有关系的。
And this is the last verse of the book of Matthew echoing in the book of Acts.
在马太福音第一章,
In Matthew 1,
讲到主耶稣的降生,
talk about the birth of Jesus.
在那个地方特别提到 耶稣的名字叫做 Emmanuel, 以马内利。
You called about the Jesus name is Emmanuel.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
神与我们同在。
God with us.
所以什么叫做基督徒?
So what is Christian?
就是经验 Emmanuel的人叫做基督徒。
It's those who experienced Emmanuel.
我们本来跟神没有关系的。
Originally, we have no relationship with God.
西方人有一句话我觉得很好。
There's a saying in West.
Where is God? 神在哪里?
Where is God?
他说, God is only a prayer away. 神只是跟一个祷告那个距离。
When they say God is only a prayer away,
那个祷告代表什么呢?
What does that prayer mean?
那个祷告是透过耶稣, 我们可以跟神能够发生关联。
Is that through Jesus, we can have a relationship with God?
所以这个第一章就告诉我们什么叫做基督徒。
So in the first chapter says, what is Christian?
就是有神同在的。
Is that those that God with them?
就是经验主同在的。
Is those have experienced the Emmanuel?
有一天我在祷告。
One day I was praying.
我说主啊。
I said, Lord.
现在我要读经, 现在要灵修了。
I need to do devotion.
求你与我同在。
I pray that you be with me.
你在祷告的时候就有个祷告的对象，对不对？
You have someone you pray to.
你一定向一个对象来祷告。
You pray to that person.
我说我现在要开始读经了。
So today, now I need to read the Bible.
求你与我同在。
I pray that you are with me.
那个意思就是说我祷告之前他没有跟我同在。
What I mean is before I pray, he's not with me.
我们聚会的时候不是也是这样吗？
When we are meet, isn't that the case?
我常常听见有一个领会在领会。
I pray that sometimes the leader says,
他祷告说,主啊,现在我们要奉你的名聚会了。
He prayed that now we meet in your name.
求你与我们同在。
Pray that you'll be with us.
他的意思呢,就是说,我祷告之前,他并没有同在。
What he meant that before I pray, God is not with us.
我们祷告很习惯,不是吗?
We are very accustomed to such prayers.
那天我在祷告的时候,
the other day I was praying,
我说,主啊,求你与我同在。
I was, God, please be with me.
我突然发现主耶稣很尴尬。
I suddenly realized
he was so awkward. 他说那我原来是干什么的?
So Jesus, as if Jesus was saying, where was I before? What was I doing before?
但是我们的祷告已经很习惯了，不是吗?
But we are very accustomed to praying like that. God be with me.
那神与你同在，就是说你没有以马内利的经验吗?
That means you have not experienced Emmanuel.
那你知道那以马内利哈？
So the word Emmanuel,
神跟人的同在,
God with us,
对我们中国人, 对不起, 对我们中国人有特别的意义,
to the Chinese has a very special meaning.
因为中国人几千年来在追求一个境界,
for the thousands of years, the Chinese have pursued something.
我们在追求一个什么境界呢?
We have been pursuing
叫做天人合一的境界。
The unity of heaven and human, or the unity of man and God.
从北京来的人知道,
those who come from Beijing, you know,
有一个天坛,
there's a pagoda.
这是, 天坛应该叫pagoda嘛, 这叫pagoda是吧? 北京的天坛,
pagoda of heaven?
它是叫做 heaven temple,
heaven temple.
Yeah. 那有一个天坛,
there's a heaven temple.
那是代表中国人几千年来的一个 对永恒、对完美的一个憧憬。
It symbolizes the longing of the Chinese for eternity.
我们去过北京的人,
those who went to Beijing,
在那个宗教气氛很浓厚的这个环境里面,
in a very religious atmosphere,
你找不到一个偶像。
You cannot find any idol.
你没有找到哪一个说你可以拜的一个对象, 它就是叫做天坛。
It's only called, you know, Heaven
temple. 那个 temple 就是 heaven, 就是对 heaven. 所以中国人对天人合一是一个非常非常憧憬的一个境界。
So the Chinese have a very much a longing for the unity between man and God.
中国人的天人合一在马太福音1:24节能够实现, 就是上帝说我与你们同在。
In Matthew 1:21-23, this is realized when God says, I am with you.
有多少人从香港来?
How many of you are from Hong Kong?
有一位香港, 哇, 只有一个,
only one?
香港有一个很出名的大学叫中文大学。
There's a very famous university called the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
那么有一次我去看一个朋友, 他在那里教书。
Once I visited a professor.
他就把我带到一个地方。
He took me to a place.
他说，李牧师，我带你看。
He said, Reverend Lee, let me take you.
把我带到中神，那个中文大学的一个风景非常美丽的一个地方。
He took me to a place, a beautiful scenery in the university.
有山，有海，有青翠的这些树林草地。
There's the mountain, there's the ocean, there's the trees and the grass.
他说，李牧师，你知道吗？这个地方，他们把它叫做香港第二景。
He said, Reverend Lee, do you know that what they call this is the second most beautiful landscape in Hong Kong?
你一听到 second most beautiful, 你一定要问他 where's the first one?
You often heard, you always ask, where's the first one?
那么你说这是第二景，那这 first 在哪里呢？
Then where's the first one if you call this the second?
哎呀，这个香港人真是有智慧。
He's a very, very wise man.
又骄傲又谦卑。
Very proud and humble at the same time.
为什么谦卑呢？
Why do I say humble?
第二景。
He's the second.
为什么骄傲呢？
Why they're proud?
他说那第一还没有找到。
He says the first one hasn't been found yet.
哇，我觉得他们的幽默感是真的超级的幽默感。
They're very humorous.
他们的智慧是超级的智慧。
They're also very wise.
这里是香港第二景。
This is the second most beautiful scenery in Hong Kong.
但是第一景还没有找到。
But the first hasn't been found yet.
我从香港第二景走下来的时候。
So when I walk from the second most beautiful scenery.
我看见墙上有一篇文章。
I saw an article on the wall.
如果将来你们有机会到香港，一定要去看香港第二景。
If you are going to Hong Kong next time, you must see this.
但是不要忘记看那里一篇文章。
But don't forget to read that article.
是一个中国的一个教育家，中国的一个哲学家、历史家，他的名字叫钱穆。
It's a Chinese philosopher, and 钱穆。
He's also an educator. 他是香港的新雅书院的这个 founder.
He's the founder of the
New Asia College.
New Asia College.
那么他就写了一篇文章在那个墙上。
So he wrote one article on the board, on the wall.
天人合一论。
The thesis on the unity of heaven and human.
他把中国几千年来的那样一个那个憧憬羡慕的一个境界，那篇文章就刻在那个墙上。
In that article, he depicted the thousand years longing of Chinese.
我马上，我后来回家以后，马上到网上把这篇文章找到，我就把它收集起来。
So when I went home, I immediately download this article.
所以我们在这里看见中国人是有这样的一个非常的深刻的一个对天人合在一起的那种羡慕。
So we know the Chinese have this deep longing and desire for the unity of God.
马太福音第一章讲天人合一。
That's in Matthew 1:21-23.
马太福音二十八章是讲天人合作。
Matthew 28:16-20 talk about the cooperation of God and man.
圣经里面不只是讲到我们跟神之间的关系。
When in the Bible, not only talk about a relationship with God,
而且他也给我们这些蒙恩的人有机会成为上帝的同工。
But he also gave us those who are receive his grace to become co-workers with him.
那么天人合一是讲到福音的中心。
And the unity is the core message of the gospel.
那个天人合作是讲到福音的使命。
And that cooperation is the mission of the gospel.
当我们得到这个福音的时候，
when we receive this gospel,
我们就有一个把这个福音去跟别人分享的这样一个使命感。
We have a mission to share this gospel.
那么这个天人合一的这个福音的对象，福音的中心，它的对象是全世界。
And in the unity, the target is the whole world.
所以这个 Emmanuel 是提到全世界的挑战。
So the Emmanuel talk about the challenge is concerning the whole world.
到了马太福音二十八章的时候，
yeah, and when it comes to Matthew 28,
讲到福音的使命的时候，
talk about the mission of the gospel.
那是对象是全教会，
and is talking about to the church.
所以神人合作、神人合一是一个非常重要我们信仰不能够忽略的地方。
So the unity and the cooperation of man and God is a central theme of our faith.
所以很多时候我们祷告说主啊求你与我们同在其实是不对
So many times we pray God be with us That's not correct
因为神已经与我们同在
Because God is already with us
而且在同在的里面他要使用我们不管我们是大财小财是废物
And in that Emmanuel He will use us regardless of our talent
那怎么办
Then what will happen? What should we do?
尤其是我讲完这篇信息以后
So one day, once I shared this message,
那个领会的人很感动
The leader is very moved.
哇，他就说，哎呀，感谢主，今天李牧师告诉我们，提醒我们不要再多，不要再讲到什么主啊，求你与我们同在。
He says, today, Reverend Lee reminded us not to pray that prayer.
他就带大家祷告。
So he started praying.
后来我算了一下。
So I counted.
他在祷告里面讲了八次主啊求你与我们同在
he used God be with us eight times still
我不敢笑他
So I cannot laugh at him
因为我们很难改变
Because it's very difficult for us to change
我们已经习惯了
We are so accustomed to it
所以证明很多时候我们的祷告我们的心不在里面
This means many times when we pray our heart is not in it
所以为什么耶稣的门徒的母亲跑到耶稣面前来说：“哎呀，我的一个儿子坐在你左边，一个儿子坐在你右边。”
So why did Jesus' mother come to Jesus and says, "Let my son to sit on your left and right hand side"?
主耶稣说：“你不知道你在求什么。”
When Jesus says, "Woman, you don't know what you are asking for."
我们今天在很多祷告上不是也是这样吗
？Isn't that true for many of our prayers?
那你说李牧师那怎么办
？Then you ask Reverend Lee, "How should I pray?"
我给你们四个建议。
I give you four recommendations.
以后在基督徒的当中
，amongst Christians，
对一对年轻的基督徒结婚的时候，不要再说神啊，求你与他们同在。
Don't pray when you officiate a wedding. Don't pray, God be with you.
当我们的弟兄、我们的姊妹要做宣教士，他们要到远方去宣教的时候
，when commissioning our brother and sister apart。
去机场的时候
when you go to the airport,
按手为他们祷告
when you put your hands on them,
不要祷告说主啊求你与他们同在
Don't pray God be with them
那怎么办怎么祷告
Then how should we pray?
我给大家四个建议
Four suggestions
第一个
First one
让我们怎么祷告呢
How should we pray?
主啊让我们能够感受你的同在
God let me experience the Emmanuel
让他感受你的同在
Let him experience the
Emmanuel. 让他们要去做宣教士的人，让他们常常感受主的同在。
Let those who become missionaries to experience your Emmanuel always.
其实我们在祷告求主与我们同在的时候，意思是说，让我能够真正能够感受 the very presence of God or the very presence of Jesus.
When we pray that God be with them, we were really saying that they can experience. The presence of the Lord.
你看好旧约圣经里面雅各
Jacob in the Old Testament.
他晚上睡觉梦到天梯看到神在那里向他显现
He was sleeping at night. He saw the ladders and he saw angels coming up and down.
你看他说了一句话
He said one thing.
他睡醒了
He awoke.
他说
He said,
耶和华真在这里
Surely,
我竟不知道
Surely the Lord is in this place And I was not aware of it
亲爱的弟兄姊妹这是个非常重要的一个经历
Dear brothers and sisters This is a very important experience
我今天来这里聚会
Today I come to this meeting
我是不是真知道主耶稣在这里
Am I surely know the Lord is in this place
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
常常我在跟一些基督徒在祷告的时候
Sometimes I pray
跟一些基督徒祷告
with some Christians
说祷告是不是一定要闭眼睛
to say you know whether I should close my eyes to pray
耶稣祷告向天祷告眼睛是张开来
when Jesus pray he
所以在祷告的时候我就眼睛张开来看我旁边的人
so when I pray with them I open my eyes
我就发现有些人祷告
I observe for some
坐在那里
they were sitting there
亲爱的主耶稣
Dear Lord Jesus
我们在天上的父
In heaven
他坐在那里
So he was sitting there
两个脚这样翘着
was,
亲爱的主耶稣
He was dangling his foot
这一个行动是一个很自然的一个行动
It's a very natural movement
但是每一次我想到我也以前也是这样很不恭敬的来到神的面前
But when I, you know recall I used to be this, not coming to God reverently.
我不是说我们一定要双手合十然后跪在那里。 起码我们的态度要很尊重。
I'm not saying, you know, we should hold hands and really kneel down, but our attitude should be of reverence.
你喜不喜欢 President Trump 是一回事。
Whether you like President Trump is one thing.
如果他今天坐在这里,
but if he's here,
你跟他讲话的时候,
when you talk to him,
你会跟他一面讲话一面摇脚吗?
Will you talk to him with one feet?
我们对一个国家的领袖,
we face the leader of one country.
我们都要好好知道我们要穿一个什么样的衣服。
We know what to wear.
我们都知道我们要一个什么样的态度。
We know the kind of attitude we should have.
那问题是我们没有感受到这位万王之王万主之主坐在我们的当中在我们的心里面。
But the problem we are not experiencing the King of the Kings, the Lord of the Lord sitting.
雅各睡醒了,他说耶和华真在这里,我不知道。
When Jacob awoke, he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it.
所以在这里我们就看见,既然雅各有这样的一个情形,我们也常常犯同样的毛病。
So we made the same mistakes.
当我们一感受主的同在的时候,
when we experienced the Emmanuel,
第一件事情,
the first thing,
我们就发现胜过孤单。
That we can overcome loneliness.
We are
afraid to be
alone.
In this day and age,
Robinson the
loneliness feeling is not like Robinson Crusoe on a remote island.
We find out
even in the most crowded place, people feel the most.
人家说在纽约最孤单的地方是在第五街。
People say the loneliest place on the earth is on Fifth Avenue in New York.
在上海人家说最孤单的地方在什么叫南京路啊还是什么地方。
The loneliest place in Shanghai is the Nanjing Road.
今天人越多的地方我们越觉得孤单。
The more crowded a place is, the more lonely people feel.
我不知道你现在的感觉怎么样。
I don't know how your feeling.
如果你是基督徒, 我是基督徒,
if you are a Christian, I'm a Christian.
让我感受主的同在,
let me experience the Emmanuel.
让我起码能够真的感受到他跟我之间那个很亲密的关系。
Let me experience the deep and sweet presence.
我想这个不需要多讲。
We don't need to talk too much.
你看彼得前书告诉我们说,
in 1 Peter,
虽然我们没有看到他, 但是我们知道他的同在, 就有一种说不出来蛮有荣光的大喜乐。
Though we have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him, and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
主的同在胜过不只是生活上面的孤单。
The presence of God not only help us to overcome loneliness,
他也帮助我们胜过侍奉上的孤单。
He also helps us to overcome the loneliness in ministry.
中国人有一句话说,
there's a Chinese saying,
高处不胜寒。
It's very cold up there.
你越高, 你越高, 你越觉得孤单。
The higher the position or the responsibility, the more alone or lonely you feel.
我不知道你怎么样。
I don't know about you.
50多年来,
for over 50 years,
人家说我是中国教会的领袖之一。
Some people say I'm one of the leaders of the Chinese church.
我昨天晚上不是跟你们讲过了吗?
I shared with you last night.
Leader这个字翻译中文翻译得很好。
The translation for leader into Chinese is very good.
叫做领袖。
It means the...
Okay. Wow. 领袖,
this is a
这是 color,
color, color.
然后
sleeve.
你知道 color and sleeve 是一件衣服最容易肮脏的地方。
The color and sleeve, the parts of the clothes that becomes dirty most easy.
所以看起来好像，当我们活在这样的一个 魔鬼撒旦所攻击的对象的情形里面, 我们是觉得非常非常的孤独。
In this environment where the the evil one constantly attacking, you can feel very lonely.
好莱坞去年好像有个电影叫 Lonely and Yet Not Lonely, Alone and Yet Not Alone, 有一个电影。
There's a movie last year called Alone But Not Lonely. No. Lonely but not alone.
Alone but not alone.
Oh, alone but not alone.
Yeah. 虽然觉得很孤单，但是不是很孤独。如果翻译成中文的话，应该这样。所以很多时候我们侍奉主的人。
So many times the servant of God.
如果我们真心要在主的面前侍奉他，常常我们会觉得非常孤单。
If we truly wholeheartedly serve him, we many times felt very lonely.
求主让我们祷告，主啊，让我能够感受你的同在。
Pray that God let me experience your very presence.
胜过孤单。
So that I can overcome loneliness.
我们感受主的同在还胜过一样东西。
When we experience the Emmanuel, we can overcome something else.
胜过犯罪。
Overcome sin.
为什么我们会犯罪？
Why do we commit?
我们知道一个基督徒不应该做不应该做的事情。
We know a Christian is not supposed to do things he's not supposed to do.
有的时候在人的面前就不好做。
Some said it was difficult to do that in front of people.
以前有个小孩子到水果园去偷水果。
There's a young children going to an orchard.To steal some fruits.
Young child.
然后
他去到那个果园的时候。
So when he went to the orchard,
他前面、后面、左边、右边、东南西北看了没有人。
In front, back, around him, there's no one.
他就拿起袋子就去偷。
So he opened the bag and picked the fruit.
突然听见有个声音说。
Suddenly.A voice.
如果是台湾人说，高希金娜这个小孩子就是都从上面叫下来。
So there's a loud voice said.
他没有看上面。
He didn't see up.
原来上面有一个人在那里看出清清楚楚。
Because there's someone who is on the tree from up there who can see everything.
你知道广东人有一句俗话。
There's a saying in Cantonese.
独眼龙台黑一目了然，独眼龙看戏是一目了然。不要翻译。
Sorry.
前后左右都看，他就没有看上面。
They look everywhere, but they did not look up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天教会里面
，Today in the church，
领袖的一个很大的一个危机是什么
？A great crisis for the leader.
常常忘记了主的同在。
They forgot.
我们现在这些领袖不需要跑到外面什么书店里面去看一些不三不四的书或者一些杂志。
Make a big effort to see something they're not supposed to see.
我们进到房间里。
They went into their room.
太太睡觉了。
The wife is asleep.
小孩子睡觉了。
The children are asleep.
把书房的门锁起来。
I locked the study door.
把电脑打开来。
I opened the computer.
就看许许多多一个基督徒不该看的东西。
So many things a Christian should not be seeing.
没有人看到。
Nobody see.
没有人知道。
Nobody know.
我东西南北是前后左右都看。
I look left and right, front and back. No one.
中国人很厉害。
The Chinese is very good.
神明在哪里
？So where is God?
举头三尺有神明，记得吗？
So if you look up, it's only 3 feet.
我为什么说中国人说举头三尺有神明很厉害
？Why did the Chinese say that the God is very close up?
三尺不高嘛
？It's not very high.
对不对？你要找他的时候，你拿个椅子来就站上去，就可以把他拉下来了。
When you try to find him, you only use a chair. You stand up, you can grab him.
但是需要他之后
，But afterwards.
上帝啊，你回到三尺上面去。
God, you go as far up as possible.
我不知道中国大陆怎么样。
I don't know mainland China.
不晓得中国大陆的那个公交车怎么样，在台湾的公共汽车。
I don't know their public transportation system, but in Taiwan.
台湾的公共汽车后面有八个字。
There's 8 words at the rear of every bus.
保持距离以测安全。
Keep the distance so that you are safe. Some today, that's how we treat God.
所以我们就常常, 哎呀, 我们聚完会以后离开说, 上帝拜拜, 你就回到三尺那里去吧。
So we went after this meeting, we said, oh God, bye-bye.
你就留在教堂吧。
You stay at church.
我就回去过我自己的生活, 因为
I went home to live my life.
因为神的同在是一个祝福,
because the experience that Emmanuel is a blessing, but it's also very troublesome sometimes.
因为他一天到晚同在不是很碍手碍脚吗?
Because, you know, it's really annoyance. He's always here.
为什么许多人做一些不应该做的事情都在人的后面做?
Why did the people do the things they're not supposed to do in the back of people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们讲到这个以马内利, 感受他同在的时候,
when we talk about experiencing the Emmanuel,
这是一个非常严肃的事情,
this is a very serious topic.
这个可以帮助一个基督徒能够好好地过一个敬虔的生活。
This will help a Christian to live a godly life.
所有这些侍奉主的人犯罪,
all of those servants of God who sin.
常常就是忘记，没有好好的去真的认清主，他是与我们同在。They
that's they often forgot that God is with us all the time.
让我们在主的面前再次想到，这个举头三尺有神明，跟我们今天信真神的这些基督徒有什么关系？
Let us reflect on this again, the relevance of this passage to us.
你看雅各说, 哎呀, 神在这里, 真在这里, 竟然我不知道。
When Jacob said, surely the Lord in this place, and I was not aware of it.
他就惧怕说,
so, and he was afraid and said,
这地方何等可畏,
how awesome is this place.
今天我们在神的面前,
today we stand in front of God.
需要有一种 holy fear. 有一个敬畏神的心。
We need to have a holy fear for God.
在圣经里面第一次出现 fear God, fearing God 在哪里?
What's the first occurrence of fearing God in the Bible?
创世纪22章。
Genesis 22.
当亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候,
when Abraham sacrificed Isaac,
他献以撒的时候, 他要杀以撒, 天使说你不可以, 伤害这个孩子。
When he is to kill Isaac, the angel said, do not harm the child.
神说, 现在我知道你是敬畏耶和华的人。
He said, now I truly know that you fear me.
今天我们什么都怕, 就是不怕上帝。
Today we fear many things, a lot of things, everything but not God.
求主让我们在主的面前, 能够再三地从这个祷告, 求主与我们同在的检讨, 来提醒我们自己。
Let's have reflection, you know, when we pray about experiencing the Emmanuel.
弟兄姊妹，我在准备这个信息的时候,
brothers and sisters, when I prepare this message,
我自己有许许多多我们的提醒, 所以我不讲你们要敬畏神, 我在准备的是想到我们怎么样。
These many reminders is for us.
奇异恩典, Amazing Grace, 这个诗歌,
the psalm, Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, 第二节,
the second stanza.
中文没有翻出来,
there's no good translation in Chinese.
英文在第二节里面有两个 fear.
There's two fears in English.
在第二节,
the second verse.
一个害怕就是一般的 fear 害怕, 另外一个是敬畏的那个怕。
The first one is afraid, but the second one is holy fear.
为什么今天在教会里面有些人说话说到让人家觉得他目中无人?
Why did someone, you know, nowadays at church, we know some people who talk as if there's no one in front of him.
弟兄姊妹，他不是目中无人。
Brothers and sisters, he's not talking as if that.
因为有一次当我讲一些话的时候，我非常动怒，非常生气。
Because once I was really angry and very cross.
突然发现我真是好像有一种目中无人的那种感觉。
And I thought there was a feeling there was no one in front of me.
圣灵提醒我,
and the Holy Spirit reminded me.
你不是目中无人,
it's not that you don't see people
你,
in front of you.
你给人家觉得你是目中无人,
you give an impression that you don't see people in front of you.
其实我是目中无神,
but in actuality, you do not see God.
如果我目中无神的时候,
when I don't see God,
什么话都可以讲,
I can talk anything I want.
什么事情都可以说,
I can say anything I like.
什么事情都可以想,
I can think of anything.
所以求主让我们真实能够在祷告里面非常认真地说神啊, 让我感受你的同在。
So let us pray really seriously when we pray, God, let me experience the Emmanuel.
第二,
Second,
第一个感受主的同在。
The first is experience the Emmanuel.
第二,
The second,
主啊, 让我感受你的同在。
God, let me enjoy your Emmanuel.
感受主的同在。
Let me enjoy,
right, you are right.
享受,
对, enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, 我很享受你的同在。
Enjoy the presence of God.
起码比昨天享受。昨天我一个人好孤单,
今天有一个人。 Yesterday I was up here alone. When do you experience pain when someone with you, and when you enjoy the company?
跟你很讨厌的人在一起,
when you are with someone you really don't like,
非常痛苦,
it's really painful.
度日如年,
you spend the day as if for eternity.
哎呀, 就觉得怎么那么长?
You often ask, why it's so long?
我们中间我想大部分的人恋爱过嘛,
but many of us here have fallen in love before.
当你在谈恋爱的时候,
when you are dating,
那个时候还在做学生,
you are still a student.
哎呦, 很不好意思, 我昨天跟你们讲了我的秘密。
I share a secret with you last night.
我14岁认识我的现在的太太。
I knew my wife when I was 14.
Not 16, 14.
14, 14.
你知道你在谈恋爱的时候,
when you are dating,
你说不行啊, 明天要考试。
Says, no, tomorrow I have an exam.
今天我们就在一起, 一个小时就够了。
Let's spend only 1 hour tonight.
因为我们天天见面啊,
because we saw each other every day. Just 1 hour.
等到我们结束祷告要分手的时候,
when we pray and finish, when we depart,
三个小时过去了,
three hours has passed.
我想, 这个时间是一个非常主观的一种感觉的一个事情。
The time is a very subjective.
你跟你喜欢的人在一起, 那个时间显得很短。
If you are with those who you like very much, the time is very short.
这个就说明为什么很多时候我们每一个基督徒读圣经的时候,
that says, you know, why many of our Christians, when we read the Bible,
都觉得很枯燥。
We found it very boring.
因为你跟这个圣经的作者的关系决定你对圣经读圣经的时候的那种感受的那种喜或者哀。
Because your relationship with the author of the Bible determines how you feel when reading that its word.
我们在台湾大学毕业以后要当兵。
In Taiwan, after graduation, I had to join the army.
上面给我一个很我很不喜欢的工作。
I was assigned a task, a position where I do not like at all.
因为我要管大概三四十个人的一个队。
Because I have to manage a team of 30 to 40 people.
所以我要知道这些人有没有做不好的事情。
To see whether they have done something wrong.
会不会赌博？
Whether they went gambling.
会不会做一些这个对国家对什么不好的事情？
Or something, you know, they harm the country.
所以他们上面就交代我做一件我很不喜欢的事情。
So my supervisor assigned this to me.
检查每一个我队员里面的人的来往的信。
To examine the correspondence of the people.
他们教我到现在我很会看信, 看完以后把它封回去, 你找不到那个我开过你的信。
So when I opened the letter, I read it, and then I put it back, you wouldn't even notice.
这是我很讨厌的工作。
This is something I really don't like.
因为我看了很多很多的情书。
Because I read many love letters.
亲爱的阿雄, Dear Bill, 随便了, 随便一个嘛。 你走了以后,
after you left,
晚上睡不着觉,
I could not fall asleep at night.
日夜都在想念你,
day and night I thought of you.
哇，写了一篇。
It's a very long letter.
然后爱你的阿朱。
Love.
Love your. 然后后面她的名字。
Her name.
比如说 ，Linda。
Linda. Linda.
Yeah. 后来有一天我很好奇。
So one day I was curious.
后来我就去找那个阿雄，那个 Bill.
So I went to find Bill.
我突然发现糟糕了，不对了。
I found, oh, something was wrong.
这个人明明不叫阿雄嘛。
He's not called Bill.
但是为什么外面信封是他的名字，为什么里面的信，那个写的收信人叫阿雄？
Why?
那为什么叫 Bill 呢？
Why on the letterhead is a different name that was inside.
我就跟他谈话，我说，哎呀，你有没有女朋友啊？
So I talked to him. Do you have a girlfriend?
哎呀，不好意思，有了，有了，有了。
He says, yes, I do.
我说你的女朋友叫什么？一定叫阿朱，叫 Linda， 对不对？
He says your girlfriend must call Linda, right?
哦，他说我的女朋友叫阿美。
He said my girlfriend called
Kathy.
Kathy. Kathy. Kathy.
你知道后来我发现什么事情？
Do you know what I found?
他们都没有读过什么书。
They haven't really been educated.
他们去书店买了情书大全。
They went to the bookstore for the compilation of love letters.
他就照抄。
And so they
阿雄根本不是他的男朋友，就是那个信上写的那个书上写的那个阿雄。
And they copied directly from the book.
你知道看这个信看得好枯燥无味。
It was very boring to see to read these letters.
但是有一封信。
But one of them.
我可以看一遍，可以看两遍，可以看三遍。
I read it once. I can read once, twice, three times.
是那个时候我的女朋友的信。
It's a letter from my girlfriend.
听起来很好笑，不是吗
？It sounds very funny.
这不是说明了我们今天跟我们所信仰的主的关系。
But it didn't say it's the relationship with the one that we love.
决定我们在灵性上跟他的关系。
Determines spiritually our relationship with him.
让我们真是能够享受他的同在。
Let us enjoy his presence.
我们喜欢跟他在一起。
Let us enjoy to be with him.
因为时间的关系哈。
In the interest of time.
我就很快的讲一下，我们不喜欢的人与我们同在是痛苦。
When we, for the people we don't like, with them we feel pain.
我们喜欢的人跟我们同在是一种享受。
We enjoy to be around the people we love or like.
个人享受主的同在，应该是在读经祷告的时候。
When we enjoy the Emmanuel is when we read and pray.
请问，你我在施祷。跟神祷告的时候，我们的感觉是什么
？Let me ask, when you pray and privately, how do you feel?
当我们群体享受主的同在，在敬拜和团契的时候，是怎么样一个感觉
？When you worship and fellowship corporately, how do you feel?
第三
，Third,
我们求主让我们能够感受他的同在。
We pray that we can.Experience the Emmanuel,
让我们能够真的享受他的同在
，so that we can truly enjoy his presence，
也让我们能够见证他的同在。
But let us also witness his presence，
让人家在我们的身上
，so when people see us，
看到我们是有主同在的人。
They saw the Emmanuel。
有一次我到一个地方，从这个印尼，从这个文莱要坐飞机回香港。
There's once I come from Brunei to Hong Kong.
那么我在等飞机预备这个要登机之前。
I was about to embark.
我跟师母坐在那边，就看见旁边有一个家庭。
My wife and I were sitting and saw a family.
爸爸妈妈还有两个女儿。
The father, the mother, and two daughters.
两个女儿大概一个十岁，大概一个大概六岁这样。
One of them is 10 years old, the other is 6.
那爸爸我不敢多看他。
The father I dare not to look at him.
因为一看是个阿拉伯人。
Because he's from Arab.
我相信可能他心里面很良善，但是他的样子我不敢多看。
Maybe you know he's a very kind person, but his appearance I do not dare to,
妈妈也没有什么好看,
to look at more. But the same for mother.
因为从头到脚通通被黑布包住了，只有两个眼睛出来。
Because it's covered from the top to bottom.
那我比较我一直很喜欢小孩。
But I really like the children.
我就跟那两个小孩招招手。
So I wave to the children.
很明显他们是阿拉伯人。
Very obvious they are the Arabics.
没有想到那个六岁那个孩子
，To my surprise, the six-year-old
也跟我招招手
，waved back at me。
我跟他笑一笑
，So I smiled at her。
他也跟我笑一笑
，And she smiled back。
后来我们眉来眼去了一段时间
，We smiled back and forth。
突然看到他跟他爸爸
，Suddenly I saw she went to her father。
不知道说了什么话
，She said something to her father。
后来他爸爸就从那个随身带的行李
，So。You know, her father took from the luggage.
他就随就就摸了一下
to feel
就拿出一样东西
and brought something.
我就看见他就给这个孩子看
and gave this to the child.
那个孩子点点头
and the child nodded.
那孩子在那个爸爸在问他
and the father asked her.
他又点点头
and she nodded.
他就跑到我面前来
and she ran to me.
一个阿拉伯人
an Arabic.
拿从包包里面拿一样东西
you grab something from the bag.
给一个陌生人
and gave to a stranger.
吓死了，不知道什么东西。
You know, I was really scared.
后来他把那东西拿到我面前。
So she brought that to me.
他讲了一个非常非常简单的英文。
He said in very simple English.
My daughter wants me to give you this. 就把它放在我手里。
My daughter wants to give you this, and he gave that to me.
后来报告说要登机了。
And then I heard the announcement.
我谢谢了他们，我就上飞机。
So I gave thanks to them and I embarked on the plane.
你知道那次的经验非常特别。
It was a very special experience.
我坐下来。
So I sit down.
师母坐在我旁边。
My wife sits beside me.
我就拿出那个东西来。
I opened up.
一看是一包什么呢
？What is it?
一包各式各样的巧克力糖。
So, all kind assorted chocolate.
然后我看到巧克力上下面有一个单子。
Under the chocolate, there is a
一个 slip， 那里写说
a slip，
Dubai Airport。
Dubai Airport。
所以我想他们是从 Dubai 到 Brunei， 大概要到澳洲还是到哪里？
So、
所以在 Dubai 机场的时候，这个孩子吵着爸爸要买这个巧克力糖。
So I thought they must be coming from Dubai in transit to Australia from Brunei。
我是个完全陌生人，对他们来讲。
I was a total stranger to them。
但是为什么我跟他笑一笑，我跟他打个招呼
？But why I smiled at her and waved at her？
他就把他很喜欢的巧克力糖给了我。
And she gave this chocolate she liked very much to me。
我明天早上还要讲一个类似这样的一个见证。
I'll give a similar testimony tomorrow。
我想到这里的时候
，When I thought about this，
我哭了。
I cried。
我说，我就做了一个很简单的祷告。
So I prayed a simple prayer.
我说主啊。
I said Lord.
他为什么对一个陌生人会把他喜欢的 chocolate 给了我
？Why did she give a box of some chocolate that she liked to a stranger？
请你们不要误会我的意思。
Please do not misunderstand me.
我说他看到我，是看到我呢？还是看到那位与我同在的耶稣基督。
I said, when she saw me, whether she see me or see the Jesus that's with me.
难道我们今天基督徒不应该在人的面前让人家感受到 Emmanuel 吗
？Shouldn't the, our Christians us when we stand in front of people let them feel Emmanuel?
我从来没有想过这样的事情。
I never thought about this.
上帝借着这个阿拉伯的家庭。
God used this Arabic family.
让我很严肃地想到什么叫做 Emmanuel.
Make me think very deeply what it means.
Emmanuel. 请问我们今天走在路上。
Let me ask if you're walking on the street.
人家可不可以在我们身上看到主的同在
？Can people see Jesus with you?
你一定会觉得这是不可能的事情。
You felt this is impossible.
那为什么
？Why?
他要与我们同在。
Why Jesus, God wants to be with us.
所以在圣经里面告诉我们说，我们要成为他的见证人。
When in the Bible says, when we become His witness,
见证就是让人家羡慕。
Witness means so that they envy you.
见证就是一个榜样。
It's a role. role model.
见证就是这个 attraction 一种吸引。
You are attracted.
见证是个模范。
It's a model.
那昨天有一个上海，你是上海的是吧？你好不好站起来一下？对不起哈。上海话哈，好不好？你告诉我们模范上海话怎么讲
？What does it say?
模范，上海话哪能讲
？Model in Shanghainese.
要想那么久吗？大声一点好吗？母威，大家跟着讲母威。
母威，
那请问哈，上海话麻烦怎么讲
？It's the same word for trouble in Shanghainese.
请坐，请坐。上海话，你知道我有一次在上海。
There was once I was in Shanghai.
他们给我一个题目。
They gave me a topic.
模范的教会。
The model church.
我知道他们要我讲安提阿教会。
I knew they want me to teach about a church in Antioch.
所以我就讲模范的教会安提阿。
So I taught about the model church.
但是我用上海话读的时候
，But when I read this in the Shanghai dialect,
我突然发现到底是模范的安提阿呢，还是麻烦的安提阿
？So I suddenly realized, is this a model church or is it a troublesome church?
所以我一想到上海话，我就给我一个很大的提醒：如果我们不是见证。
This gave me a great reminder. If we didn't become the model, we become a trouble, a nuisance.
求主帮助我们。
Pray that God help us.
让我们见证主的同在。
So that we can witness Emmanuel.
撒迦利亚书第八章二十三节。
In Zechariah 8:23.
万军之耶和华如此说。
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
在那些日子，必有十个人从列国诸族来到我们中间中出来，拉住一个犹大人的衣襟，说：“我们要与你们同去，因为我们听见神与你们同在。”
In those days, 10 people from all languages and nations will take firm hold of one Jew by the helm of his robe and say, "Let us go with you, because we have heard that God is with you."
我们不只是要让他们 heard of God with me， 我们要让他们看见主的同在。
We not only want to make them heard that God is with us, we want them to see that God is truly with us.
最后，我很简单的。
Lastly，
传扬主的同在。
Proclaim the Emmanuel.
因为时间的关系，我这个就把它跳过去。
I will skip this.
求主在这四个提醒里面。
I pray that God use these four reminders.
让我们从今天开始。
From today.
除非我们为还没有信主的人祷告，求主与他们同在。
Unless we pray for the unconverted, we pray that may God with them.
当我们自己在祷告的时候。
When we pray amongst us.
好不好？我们记得主啊，让我能够感受你的同在。
Let's pray, God, let me experience the Emmanuel.
Feel.然后让我们能够 experience， 让我们能够 enjoy， 能够享受他的同在。
Let us enjoy the Emmanuel。
然后能够见证他的同在。
Witness his Emmanuel。
让我们真是到任何的地方
，wherever we go，
代表主耶稣基督。
That we represent Jesus, our Lord。
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray。
我们请我们的弟兄星光带我们祷告 in English。
Heavenly Lord, we lift ourselves to you.
Amen.
You know, we fell so